And it occurred to me this morning that I could only do that in honesty and accept it honestly,
yeah,
not just doing it to placate the person, is when I'm aware of his greatness and my unworthiness. Only when I have a clear
perspective of it,
of him, of who he is, and then at that point, then I can accept whatever is sent my way, because it's all true when I can see his, in that balance, then in that perspective, then I can accept that and take it and be honest about it instead of just
That is true. Otherwise, it will be just make believe. So that's what so many times people have been asking us, well, what's your experience of so many years of life with him? So the only thing that I can tell them is that as years pass by, my experience is how unworthy I am. That's true.
Only because you have a perspective of how worthy he is.
Yeah, you may call it whatever it be. The years passing by is gradually becoming more and more
apparent.
Clear. I've often, now that Jack has raised this point, I've often puzzled over just what one's attitude should be toward criticism. Some, much criticism you feel like you can open up to, and there's a possibility that there is something in it, and some possible area of weakness, you know, that one can address. But some criticism comes from nowhere and isn't particularly well directed. You know, it is not all criticism seems to be the same. When people,
whether you deserve or you don't deserve, and then there is that criticism. That's what we well, not well directed.
When people slander you, then one's tendency is to want to defend oneself.
But when do you want to defend oneself? That because you know it, you are so sure about it that you are not that, and yet they slander you. So there's no room even to defend yourself, because you're so sure. Suppose if somebody scandalizes and says, well, you're a woman, but you're so sure of it, and you just simply smile at that person. Well, you see, that should be there. Your attitude, that's what he told us.
They're so off target that there's no need.
There's no need, you see. There's no need. Just smile at the person and say, what is the man saying? He does not know what he's saying. And at other time when we deserve criticism and all that, it's always that when we give, when we defend ourselves or when we want to say something about it, means how you are worthy to say. But what comes to our rescue is when it dawns upon us how unworthy I am. It's not when compared to him, but he makes us aware of our worthlessness. Not in comparison with him.
But one can only accept that because of him, not because of the other person or the circumstance.
No, then it comes under all circumstances. First it is directed towards him, comparing yourself with him, but then it takes...
No, I mean only because he's part of it. Because of him, then you can say, yes, this is all true what you say about me. Because you have Baba, who...
That's what I'm saying. That he gives us that awareness.
Right, he's the one that does it.
Yeah.
But you're aware that he gives it to you.
Of course.
Not that somebody else is giving it to you.
This is what he gives us.
Right.
Yeah. It is always clashing with your ideas of psychology and all that, this little particular thing. Every time, each time you come, you bring in the same note. and you play the same tune, and I play the same tune myself.
Well, actually, though, what you're saying is that if someone criticizes you, it's an opportunity for self-examination. Whether the other person is more worthy than you is irrelevant.
Yeah.
What's relevant is that you examine yourself.
And it comes from a place of strength, not a place of weakness.
No, it comes from strength.
From greater
awareness.
What's
you call that a strength or something like that? I don't even want to call it to be strength. It is awareness, greater awareness.
Yeah. Not from a place of weakness. So.
No, it is not
inferiority.
Not inferiority.
Right.
And that's why all the time, everybody, should I call them buddies? The masters? So they have all, without any exception, emphasized on being humble, try to be...
tries to build up the sense of self, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, this is a kind of an interesting point.
Because, always is that.
Yes.
He's a doctor, ma'am. He's a professor.
But you see, I think I've found a way out.
What is that? Tell us that so that we
Let's
can
see how clever he is.
Well, the way out is to turn psychology around, you see.
Yes.
That means remold it.
Yeah. It means that there have been many psychological theories and lots of ideas. Mostly they have to do with the false self.
Yeah.
Now, what if we could reorient psychology more toward the real self?
That's how to reorient it.
Reorient
it. Incorporate it. And so that's what I'm working on really here.
That's really good.
That's really what it is.
That's good.